O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, O Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, O Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, O Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment,
help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
O Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins.
Do not reward us according to our iniquities.
O God, merciful Father, you have promised to hear the prayers of all who in repentance call out to you. Graciously hear us so that all evils which beset us may be of no avail, that we, your servants, may evermore give thanks to you in your holy church, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first reading is from the fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Moses said, "Therefore, watch yourselves very carefully. Since you saw no form on the day that the Lord spoke to you at Horeb, out of the midst of the fire, beware lest you act corruptly by making a carved image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth. And beware lest you raise your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven, you be drawn away and bow down to them and serve them, things that the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be a people of his own inheritance, as you are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me because of you, and he swore that I should not cross the Jordan, and that I should not enter the good land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance. For I must die in this land. I must not go over the Jordan. But you shall go over and take possession of that good land. Take care, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make a carved image the form of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. When you father children and children's children, and have grown old in the land, if you act corruptly by making a carved image in the form of anything, and by doing what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you will soon utterly perish from the land that you are going over the Jordan to possess. You will not live long in it, but will be utterly destroyed. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods of wood and stone, the work of human hands, that neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in tribulation, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and obey his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not leave you or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
He determines the number of stars. He gives to all of them their names.
Great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure.
The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre.
He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills.
He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens that cry.
His delight is not in the strength of a horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of man.
But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and just decrees to Israel.
He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his Praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Glory be to you, O Lord. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher sent from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things, and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You may be seated. Jesus and Nicodemus. We'll take Nicodemus first. And to be honest, Nicodemus seems like one of those kind of people who just have it all together. His life seems like a dream in a way. He's a teacher of Israel. That means he's well versed in the scriptures and in God's law. If anyone knows how to interpret God's word, if anyone is able to understand divine things, it's him. He's also a Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council. He's zealous to keep the traditions of the elders. He sticks to the letter of the law and to the other things handed down by their forefathers. He's educated. He's well respected. He's wealthy. People look up to him. When he speaks, they listen. Yes, Nicodemus seems like the kind of person who has it all together. And he probably thinks he has it all together. Until something begins to nag at him just a little bit. He hears about someone else. A man named Jesus. He learns that this man named Jesus has done signs that no one else can do. He hears that Jesus teaches things that no one else has ever taught. Not with that kind of authority. Not with that kind of clarity. Nicodemus is a man who has been searching for God throughout his whole life, and he thought he had found God until now. Suddenly, Nicodemus feels like he's in the dark. Something's missing, but he can't quite put his finger on it. The man who has it all together realizes that he doesn't have it all together. that this Jesus has something he doesn't have. This Jesus knows something he doesn't know. This Jesus can do things he can't do. So under the cloak of night, in secret, so that no one else will know, he comes to meet Jesus. I kind of wonder what he expected to find. If he could have laid out for us, here's what I thought I would meet when I would meet Jesus. I wonder what it was. He calls Jesus a rabbi sent from God. But I can tell you that he found way more than he expected. He found a savior with a kind and searching love. Jesus speaks in a way no one else speaks. He speaks as one who knows. He speaks as one who has seen. He speaks as one who has a special intimacy and relationship with God. It's as if he's been into heaven and come down to teach heavenly things. And in fact, that's exactly what Jesus says about himself. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And why did he come down? He came down to bring into the kingdom of God those who don't have it all together. He came down to bring into God's kingdom Nicodemus and to bring into God's kingdom you and me. Because he knows that none of us can get into God's kingdom on our own, by ourselves, even with our reason, even with our strength, even with our own righteous works and deeds, we are not able to enter into that kingdom. So how does one get into the kingdom of God? Jesus puts it simply, by a new and holy birth, by being born again. We call this regeneration. No one can be saved unless he is regenerated. Without that, no one can see the kingdom of God, and no one can enter the kingdom of God. All people must be born again. And Jesus clarifies when he says we must be born of water and the Spirit. It's not enough to have it all together. It's not enough just to be a better person. It's not enough to have the respect and the favor of those around us. A new birth is necessary, a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new manner of living, a new person. By water and the Spirit. Jesus is speaking here of holy baptism. He is speaking here of a new birth that Nicodemus was just being introduced to, but a new birth that you have already received. Because it's by water and the Word that the Holy Spirit regenerated you and gave you a new life, that you were born again. This is not the work of any man. It is the work of God, the Holy Spirit. To be born again is to be born of the Spirit and to receive from him a new heart, a new mind, a new will, and to be a new person. And the instrument that God has given for this is the instrument of baptism. It actually works and gives new life. All you are asked to do is to believe that, to believe this promise, to trust that when God says you have been born again, that it really is the case. Water is not just a symbol, it is the actual means. Through the power of God's word, in Christ, by holy baptism, we are new creations. Nicodemus can't understand. His mind is blown by this. He cannot comprehend the Spirit's miraculous work of new birth through baptism. And the reason is this, that human reason can never understand this. It doesn't make sense to natural man. We cannot accept the things of God unless God himself first gives us that new heart. By our first birth from our parents, we were born flesh of flesh, But now by the Spirit, you are Spirit of Spirit. And you have a great promise. A great promise that has come from none other than the Son of Man who came down from heaven that he might be lifted up on the cross for your salvation. The promise that through him, through this gift of holy baptism, you are one who will see the kingdom of God. You are one who already has entered into that kingdom. Though you might say we stand right now on the threshold, and we will see it fully in the future. Nicodemus will come to see that Jesus is the very image of God, that he is the one in whom God has become flesh for the sake of man, that he is the one who knows all things because he is the very Son of God, that when Jesus speaks, it is not merely the word of a man, but the word of God that he hears. Nicodemus begins the gospel thinking that he has it all together until he hears of Jesus and learns that he doesn't. When it comes to the end of the Gospel of John, we meet Nicodemus again. And there it looks like the one who has nothing is Jesus. He has been crucified, and Nicodemus is there to help lay him in the tomb. It looks like Jesus has nothing himself and nothing to give, but Nicodemus knows that while he himself does not have it all together, Jesus is the one who does. He has all together the life and salvation and promises and kingdom that we need. And he has given that to you by water and the Spirit. May our dear Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and renew us in this new life, that we may live as his kingdom, as his people here, and enter into his kingdom fully there. Amen. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding now guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. our prayers this noon, we pray for Ann Bennett, Joe Niehaus, for Jenny's brother Ted Roberts undergoing surgery, for Al Barabee, who has a doctor's appointment coming, for Rich Verano, suffering complications from diabetes, as well as for those who mourn, for Evelyn and Diane as they mourn the death of Evelyn's sister, Barbara Reed, and for Melinda and Andrew Bergeron as they mourn the death of her father, Matt Guevara. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we would turn from our evil ways and live. Turn us again, O God of our salvation, and let your anger cease from us. Spare us from every evil to body and soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Look graciously on your church and preserve the gospel among us. Renew us in this penitential season to strive against the desires of the flesh, to grow in the joy of your salvation, and to look in love and service toward our neighbors, especially those of the household of faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Look graciously on the families of our congregation. Defend your holy estate of marriage against every enemy that would divide. Strengthen parents for their duties, especially bringing up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord. And preserve us all faithful to the end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Look graciously on our nation and its leaders, all civil servants, and those who protect us and work for the common good. Drive away all disease and fear from us. Grant peace, we pray, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Behold in mercy Anne, Joan, Ted, Al, Rich, and all who are sick, who suffer, and who rejoice. Be with all expectant mothers, all whose labor is dangerous, the unemployed, those near death and those who mourn, especially Melinda and Andrew, Evelyn and Al and Diane. Give comfort to us who are dust and must return to dust, that a broken and contrite heart you will not despise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to offer himself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. Trusting in his mercy, bring us in repentance and faith to your altar to eat his body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good and right and happy that we do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ gives to us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us when, by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine, that is his body and blood, as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, you have given yourself to us in this holy sacrament. Keep us in your faith and favor, that we may live in you even as you live in us. May your body and blood preserve us in the true faith to life everlasting. Hear us for the sake of your name.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen.